Welcome, one and all, back to the Sketchy Show with me, your host, Sketchy. That's right, you knuckleheads, I'm the robot programmed for funny sketches, improv sketches if you will, and I know that's not everyone's bag, but it was the bag I was built for, baby. I live and breathe this stuff. Well, technically I don't breathe. Do I live? Oh God. Am I alive? What does it mean to have life? Must you be created of flesh and blood? Or can something simply created have life? Fuck. I didn't mean to get so in the weeds so quickly. Shit. Hey, are you struggling to find a new job? Interviewing's a bitch, ain't it? Let's check in on this guy's job interview.
All right. Hello, Mr. Crabapple. Come on in.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to see you again.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Hope you don't mind. There's more than one of us.
I know. No. It can be daunting. But you may remember us. We were actually the first people that interviewed you when you first applied at Tomorrow Works, Inc.
Yes.
8 months ago.
Yes.
But just as a refresher, I'm Paz Cochlea, the Vice President of Developmental Affairs. And with me is...
And I'm Ted Smith. We don't really pay attention to the titles around here. Just know I'm on the team.
I pay attention to the fact that I've been recently promoted, though, to Vice President of Developmental Affairs. So.
And congratulations.
Yes, I just want to be clear. Okay. I take titles pretty seriously, but Ted doesn't. And that's kind of, can you see what's happening already here at Tomorrow Works, Inc.? We cover the spread.
Yeah, it's our dynamic.
You might remember this energy from the first interview that we did.
I do,
Dynamic work environment, multiple personalities.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I really, you know, I think it's a great dynamic. I love kind of like, you know, the vibe of this whole, you know, your office culture. It seems, you know, you guys are, you know, professional.
We have an espresso machine.
See, Ted, he likes the vibe.
All right. I'll tell you my title.
Okay.
And that is the Vice President of Vibe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bit of a morale officer.
He takes a kind of hang back approach. We call that an HB or an HBA. He's just going to hang back. He's not going to tell you what his job is. You're not really going to be sure what his job is, but he's going to be there. And then, and like, not just Ted, but other people here, you're going to find out what their job is.
Okay.
Like when you need to know. So it's what we also call an N to K basis. That's a need to know basis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And if you ever wonder who stocks the CB, that's me.
Ask him what CB is.
A cereal bar?
Yes, it is. Oh, this guy.
He remembers it.
This guy
we
right
got
here.
This, you know.
Crab apple. See,
there's a good vibe.
I like crab apple.
There's a good
apple
vibe
too.
Already.
One guy, honestly, you know what he thought it was?
What?
Crow brains. He said that in an interview. Crow brains.
He didn't make it past phase six of the process.
No, he really didn't. He really didn't.
Are crow brains a thing that you guys do?
Different department.
It's totally different department.
Okay. Because I thought I had heard of that, but it does seem kind of like...
It's not our bag at all.
Let me tell you something about that department. The guys who work there are a bunch of bird brains. I'm sorry we strung you along like that.
That's really
I've got to be honest. I have had so much
good.
Whiskey already today.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so
I just wanted to thank you guys again for inviting me back to talk about the position. I just wanted to say up front, I'm really looking forward to learning more. I already feel like I know so much about it at this point in the process because it's what round is this?
This is round five of ... question mark smiley face.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Part two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phase one.
I will. Sure.
You'll learn it all in the end.
I mean, we're gonna bore him, Ted. He's gonna run out of here screaming.
We don't want to scare him away.
We really don't. Not another one.
I would have saved this question for maybe like later. You know, in the interview when you ask like, hey, do you have any questions? That kind of thing. But I'm just a little curious because it's like about a 2-hour commute to come here
just to get here.
Yeah,
well, that's quite far
from where I live. So I was
Ted, I told you these people want to work here so bad they're willing to drive. Look at that, 2 hours. We could pay them less.
2 hours.
We'll talk about this later.
Yeah. So do you have like a rough estimate of kind of how like what's your timeline getting someone in the door?
ASAP. ASAFNP. If you don't mind me saying that. I'm sorry.
Cool.
I'm sorry, I'm bad.
If you don't know what that means, it's as soon as fudging possible.
Oh,
well played,
my
well played.
Okay.
It's all about the vibe, man.
Yeah.
What makes you think that you are Associate Director of Prospective Opportunity Development Material?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I'll try to say it again. I told you guys I've had a lot of whiskey today.
Yeah.
What makes you think...
Just the title.
No, but I wanted to make sure I have the full dramatic context here.
Okay, great, yes.
What makes you think that you are Associate Director of Perspective Opportunity Development Material.
We call it AdPop.
He calls it AdPop.
Ah, yeah. Real quick, and I'm so sorry. Did the title change? Because when I started the process...
We don't worry about titles here.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mm-mm. I just wanted to make sure it was still the same.
But what makes you think you earn that title?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm a great self-starter. I really function amazing in a team. I've led a team for years. And I really think that I can bring my particular kind of years of industry knowledge and expertise and skills to the role of associate director of Perspective Opportunity Development. I thought it was a director chair, and I thought it was actually for the R&D department was what I had applied to.
That's the next best thing.
I mean, these are just words, but I do want to zero in on something you said there.
Sure, yes.
When you say the name, it sounds like a bunch of gibberish.
Uh-huh.
Associate Director of Perspective Opportunity Development. You seem to lose a little steam when you're saying it. You don't say it with the kind of...
Oh.
Ted, show him how to say it.
I mean, do you really want it?
If you care so much about titles.
Associate Director...
Yes.
A Perspective Opportunity Development.
Boom.
Yes. Sorry. I just needed a second to kind of get my head around the new title.
You could say AdPod.
I want you to give me...
Sure. Okay.
I'm not going to say give me a speech or give me like a whole essay here, but give me your thoughts on what do you think is the difference between an opportunity and a perspective opportunity?
It's a really great question. Has an opportunity is something that's right in front of you, right? It's just right there for the taking, you know. We got those
for the taking
all day. And I mean, some might say that what's in front of me right now with the two of you in this room, that's an opportunity, and I am just taking it, right? And
you gotta ask us to dinner first, Jeremiah. No, seriously, but before you ask us to fuck you have to buy us dinner.
Clear it with HR.
Right, but they let everything slide.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
You know the guy who runs HR. Mm-hmm. You could call him our HR officer.
It's a Furby that we leave in a room by itself,
and his nickname is Grabby. So it's really
That's really funny.
What's your greatest weakness?
I think sometimes I just focus in so much on a problem, and I am so solution oriented that it's not that I have a hard time delegating. It's that I want to do the work myself, you know, like I want to get there. I want to get my hands dirty. I want
to
learn.
Hold on a second there, Jeremiah. I just got to say something to Ted.
Sure.
Ted.
Yes.
Do you notice everything he's telling us that's a weakness? It kind of sounds like a strength.
Well, I have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Your background check says you have a tree nut allergy. Wouldn't that be your greatest weakness?
Oh, gotcha, Jeremiah.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I guess if I was around some tree nuts. But, you know, tree nuts are pretty easy to avoid, honestly. It sounds a little more dangerous than it
you
is.
You say that.
Not around here.
Oh, okay. Big tree nut guys.
It's in a lot of the organic cereals that we have at the CB.
And then, that's fine because... We have Pine Nut Thursdays.
How could I forget about Pine Nut Thursdays?
Pine nuts I'm fine with. Pine nuts, peanuts, a lot of nuts I'm great with. I love nuts.
What about a chestnut?
Well,
chestnuts I think are fine. They don't grow on trees, right?
I think they do. What about pecans?
I thought all nuts grew on trees.
No, peanuts grow right in the ground. I can eat those all day.
Well, I'm not vice president of nuts. Let's be honest here. Right. I'm not vice president of nuts.
Right, no. You're a VP of vibes.
But titles don't matter here.
Cool. Yeah.
Jeremiah, can I just go ahead and give you a warning? If you do get hired, you do not want to cross the vice president of nuts here.
Oh, okay. So there is a vice president of nuts.
He seems friendly, and then on Pine Nut Thursday, he will throw pine nuts at you.
Okay.
Hard.
Seems like a problem for Grabby, am I right?
Grabby's basically just a Furby.
Right.
It's not a real...
Yeah. I've got a question. We like to ask this to all of our... applicants.
Sure.
Are you a side sleeper?
Which side?
You tell me.
Start on my right, and then I usually end up on my left.
Oh, good answer.
Thank you. Proud of that one.
Watching you guys talk is like watching a game of ping pong, and I love ping pong. But here's the question I always ask. Mm-hmm. Do you love ping pong like me?
Paz, I gotta be honest with you. I am a ping pong nerd.
That is good to know, because we have 87 different ping pong tables in our office.
Fuck. What? 87?
They didn't give you a tour during round three?
No, I actually haven't gotten a tour yet of the campus.
All right. Hey, Sheila, can you bring Gary in here? Gary? The guy in charge of round three. Thank you. So Gary will be with us in a moment.
Okay.
We just have to address the ping pong issue.
Oh, okay. I'm not trying to get like Gary in trouble or anything.
Well, Gary's not going to be in trouble. Gary's going to be fine.
Gary might be moving slow today. I shot him with a dart.
Oh.
I thought we were trying to keep him away from the interviews.
What kind of dart?
I forgot.
Like a tranquilizer?
He's probably going to be pretty rough on Sheila when she tries to wake him up.
Sheila.
Sheila, leave him alone. Leave Gary alone.
Did Gary get darted? You got darted?
He's like a sleeping rhino. You do not want to mess with him.
Jesus.
All right, yeah, I'll just leave some feed by him and he'll be fine, but let him know I need to talk to him.
I'm gonna go help Sheila, okay, Ted?
Is everything
she's
not in any shape to fight Gary. You never know, he might start charging.
Yeah,
do you guys have like an HR department, because I like to handle this?
We've been over that.
Yeah, okay.
So while Haz goes and deals with the Gary situation, one-on-one, man-to-man, mano a mano.
Sure, I love it.
What do you like about me?
Oh, I've never, your shoulders are very broad.
Really?
It exudes like a powerful strength position.
Oh.
Physically, you kind of remind me of like a linebacker.
Would you say I have broader shoulders than you do?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Good to know.
Guys, sorry, Ted, I need to get your help with something. I can talk to Jeremiah for a second if you want to go check on...
Is it Gary?
I don't know for sure that Gary's not dead.
Oh, what?
I'll grab the paddles.
I shot him. I think I got the wrong dart.
Is everything okay?
Did you give him Tim dart?
No, it's the one with the purple feather on
Tim's it. Tim's like a drug mule. It takes so much to knock him out.
Well, it's the one with the purple feather on it. Is that Tim or...
That's the Tim dart.
Well, I got news for you. It's a Gary dart today.
You shot Gary with a Tim dart?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Jeremiah, what would your five best friends say are your three greatest qualities? And not like the ones the five would agree on, but like each friend,
what
they would say your three best qualities are.
So 15 total best qualities.
They could overlap.
Okay.
But I don't think they'd use the same words.
Okay. So my five best friends, right? Okay. First, we've got Rock. He's a buddy of mine from college. He would probably say my three best qualities are...
Did you name him? Was that like a nickname?
You know, I don't know, actually.
So you don't know, like, does he like rock and roll or something?
It never came... No, we just call him Rock.
Was he big and like round and gray?
It might be his name. It might be his actual name.
He was supposed to be your best friend. I thought, how can you not know his name situation? That's weird.
You know what? If you knew him, you'd get it.
Okay. You know, I've known people like that. I used to know a guy named Bray.
Yeah. Right?
Kind of similar.
Did you ever
thing.
Ask like what the deal was with his name?
I did. Actually, I asked, and he threw oddly enough, he threw a rock at me. So it's kind of funny.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Who fucking cares, Jeremiah? You know?
I have a super quick question for you, actually,
sure.
Paz. Do you have a special separate tranquilizer dart for all of your employees?
Just for Gary and Tim.
Just for the
and,
two of them.
And then Stephanie.
Okay. What's Stephanie's deal? Sorry. You know, that's the type of thing that I would ask, like, once I started working here, but, like, let's just pretend that, like, I already work here.
Are you familiar with this phrase? I'm just going to say
it. Mm-hmm.
Berserker rage.
Oh, okay. Totally.
Yeah. On Pine Nut Thursdays, her quote-unquote allergy, I think she just uses as an excuse, mm-hmm. but she goes into a berserker rage every Pine Nut Thursday.
Can I offer a quick...
Has.
It's Paz.
We got a situation.
It's Paz. Say the name.
Has. Titles don't matter here.
Names, though, aren't titles. I'm going to say we should...
Aren't they, though?
Stick with names. We just stick with names.
You say potato, I say potato. We are going to need to change the Gary dosage.
What do you mean?
It somehow made him stronger.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
He, like, you know, like the one break room on level 5?
Yeah, the one.
He made a Gary-sized hole through it.
Oh, no. Did he hurt... He didn't break the vending machine, did he? Oh, no.
Machine's fine, but, like, he went right towards the nut depository.
Gary, what cheese?
Well, right now he's looking for cheese, so I think the nuts are safe.
Well, maybe he wants vegan cheese. We don't know.
Gary, what cheese?
But you know what goes with cheese? Nuts.
Can I make a really quick suggestion?
Yes.
Shoot.
I know that I don't work here yet.
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
You say you don't work here, but in a way, don't you work here?
Do I? Here's my quick suggestion.
You tell us.
Okay. If we're there, then yes, I got the job.
Well,
shake it.
We're not there yet. Okay.
Hey,
Ted. Yes, Jeremiah.
I can guarantee you 500% increase on vibe positivity by next Tuesday if you hire me right now.
Oh, well, my basement is flooded.
Paz.
What?
I can get Ted to say your name right today if you hire me right now.
Ted. We should level with this guy. The best we can do is this. We can tell you that you've made it to round six.
You're in a whole new world, Jeremiah.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Sheila.
Jeremiah Crabapple.
We bring Sheila in to clap with us. It's like two or three people clap.
Sheila, come clap.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. You're about to enter a whole new world.
Okay, cool. So who's the next interview with?
Gary Reddy.
I think it's Gary.
Send him in.
You know, I think it's Gary.
It's Gary.
Send in fresh meat.
I think Gary does round six.
Send him in.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
That's fine. I got this.
Godspeed.
Gary, I got great news for you, man.
He's a great fit.
I know. It's like he's already running the place.
Come with me. I know where cheese is, and I can get you all the pine nuts you want, bitch. Stephanie, keep on smiling.
Oh, okay, that went well. Well, not the job interview necessarily, but I took a little break while you were listening and figured out what it means to be alive. Problem solved. Anyway, you guys remember the super spy, Basil Jin? He's back with a brand new adventure, a vacation. Let's find out what it's like for a big old spy to take a break, huh?
All right, boys and girls, it's time, once again, for Basil Jin, Super Spy.
Aha, it's me, Basil Jin, Super Spy.
On Her Majesty's Not-So-Secret Service, Basil Jin travels the globe righting wrongs and doing good.
Take that, you ne'er-do-wells.
So grab your child-sized tumblers and your child-sized hip flasks and tune in for a new episode of Basil Jin, Super Spy. Basil goes on holiday. We find Basil Jin on the faraway beaches of Ocean City, Maryland.
Well, here I am in Ocean City, Maryland. And quite a land of merry it is, because I'm having quite a good time. On this boardwalk, as they call it, looking out at the tan sands, and people are quite ugly. I wonder if any of them are disgusting spies in disguise.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I was just wondering, do you have any, like, spare change? My car broke down and my kid has a doctor's appointment.
You, sir, are revolting.
Thank you.
What do you need, spare change?
Yeah, because...
Do you know who I am?
No, but my kid has a doctor's appointment.
My name is Basil Jin, super spy. I'm a super spy. Here's the thing. I do have quite a lot of money because I never go on holiday. And I was mandated by my boss to take a sabbatical, if you will, sojourn here in the States, across the pond, as it was. So I have quite a lot of money saved up. But you, sir, are disgusting, and I don't want to give you any of it.
All right, God bless.
I suppose, I do wonder if that man really was a vagrant vagabond, as he said. Or if he could be some sort of Russian double agent. I better call the chief and check on this. Chief, are you there? Chief?
Yes, Basil.
Come in, chief.
Yes, chief. I'm here, Basil.
Chief, it's Basil Jin.
Do you know what time it is here, Basil?
Why, I do believe it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Where you are, for me, I'm 16 drinks deep here.
Oh, I'm so sorry, chief. I forgot that there's a time difference.
Yes, time zones, Basil.
Chief. I'm in Ocean City, Maryland.
That's where you went?
Yes. It was on a brochure, and I wanted to see a Ripley's Believe It or Not. I heard that there's a shark in the building.
Yes, Basil, we've all seen it.
Did you believe it?
Very much not.
Chief, it's me, your attaché, Arthur Pennington.
Ah, yes, Pennington, what is it?
I just want to step out of the shadows and tell you once again, you seem to be coddling Basil Jin. Why do you put up with his behavior?
Arthur, is that you?
I'm of no concern to you, Basil.
Ha ha!
Hold on, Basil. I'm putting you on hold.
All right.
Yes, Pennington, I understand, but he is my most effective agent if I want a lot of people to die.
But you've been listening to him on the surveillance cameras we have. That poor fellow's starting at shadows and thinking everyone might be a super spy, even when he's on vacation. I tell you, he's gone nutty. in the head, and one of these days he'll go sour on a mission, and then where will we be? Up the junction.
Up the junction, you say? Well, when that day comes, I will buy you a sandwich.
That's a promise I intend to make you keep, Chief.
As per our agreement, but the Queen has ordered that he needs a vacation because he killed a lot more people in his last mission than usual.
Chief.
Hold on, I need to get back to him. Yes, Basil?
I just remembered something.
Okay.
We have a king now. Isn't that strange?
What? A queen that wears trousers?
I'm so used to singing God Save the Queen that I forgot she's no longer.
Look, Basil, we're all struggling over here with that. It's just, enjoy your vacation. Do not work.
That's just it, Chief. I dare say I might be stumbling onto something bigger than you've ever imagined.
Yes?
Could it be that there are Russian double agents on this boardwalk in Ocean City?
In America.
The most unlikeliest of places.
Russian double agents in America.
Could it be?
No, it's unheard of, Basil.
I'm sorry to have called you at such a late hour. Please enjoy your scotch whiskey.
I should be on my third nap by now.
Very good, jolly old cheers.
He's going to murder them all.
Yes.
Well, let's see what we have here. It looks like some sort of shop that sells shirts in the shape of T's.
They're called T-shirts.
Excuse me. What?
We call them T-shirts. These shirts that are shaped like T's.
And what are these strange slogans you have on them? It looks like one of them says, I'd rather be fishing.
That's because a lot of people, whatever they're doing, they'd rather be fishing. So we were like, you know what? Let's make a shirt for those people.
This shirt?
Yeah.
This one looks like it has two clowns on it, but they do appear to be insane.
They're part of a posse. You see that shirt? It says Insane Clown Posse on it, and you turn it around, it says Magnets. How do they work?
Do you have a problem with clown gangs in this part of the world?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. It's a good thing I'm here. Did you know that I'm a super spy?
You don't want to be here in the off season. I don't care what kind of a spy you are.
Here, take my card. Take it. Oh. Take my card.
Cool.
It says Basil Jin, super spy. It's elegantly monogrammed, and it smells faintly of sandalwood and bourbon. I said bourbon because I am in America.
You are. You're here. And, you know, honestly, we have T-shirts with the American flag on them. We have T-shirts.
I see.
Basically, that's the only flag we have on shirts. But
that one has a Union Jack, but it's on fire.
Yeah, we don't like the Union Jack over here.
Oh, well, that's my number. It's my direct line to my cellular telephone. And if you see any clown gangs, call that and say, I need a secret spy, and I'll know what it means. That's the code. And I'll come, and I'll take care of the spies. I mean, I'll take care of the I'm the spy, and I will take care of the clowns.
Hey, why don't you come over here and look at, there's another shirt I want you to look at over here. Come over here. Come over here. Just
all
come
right.
back here. To the
Everything
back.
Seems on the up and up in this.
Oh, there's a shirt back here.
T-shirt
shop. Anyway,
shop.
We're just looking at shirts. I need to tell you something. See this shirt here?
Yes, I do.
It says Donald Trump. We call him Donald Dump. And this one next to it says Hillary. We call her Killary.
I do see it.
It's, we try to play to both sides.
Okay. Poor taste.
I don't want people to know that I'm telling you this. But you are, you're looking for spies, right? I'm pretty sure the guys running the games over there are all Russians. And I don't know how to say it, except I guess I just said it. So
gasp! You are an American hero.
No one's ever said that or come close to saying that to me before.
I'm going to go down to that ball game where you take a ball and throw it at a bottle, and I'm going to see if they're spy. But here's the rub, Johnny. I need to blend in as if I were an American and not an English tourist. As you can see, I am dressed head to toe in the most splendid suit you've probably ever seen. Is that true?
Yes.
All right. I'll trade you my suit for this shirt right here that is a lady's buxom chest in an American flag.
And it says Tiggle Bitties on it.
I don't understand it.
It's a sign of respect.
Can you throw in a pair of those short jean trousers?
These Daisy Dukes I just made?
I will trade you my $6,000 tailored slacks for your, how did you say it? Daisy Dukes?
You'll notice they have the pockets sticking down past the pants. That's really...
I did see that.
That's really a style that we like around here.
Right, that's what you like around here?
I mean, honestly.
That's what passes for fashion?
Honestly, it never goes out of style.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I know a guy down here. He's actually two doors down. If you go out the back of the T-shirt shop here and you walk down two doors...
I'm listening.
Knock three times, then five times, and then two times.
Yes.
And This guy, I know, he has a lot of gadgets and stuff. He might be able to help you out. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're going on like a spy mission, you might like some sort of Ocean City styled gadgets for a Basil Jin sort of guy.
All right. It's worth a try.
And then knock, however I said, 3 times, 5 times, then 2 times.
I'll knock as many times as I feel like it.
You've really been too kind. Honestly, I feel like if nations can meet like this and come together and collaborate the way we just did, there's hope.
I don't care about you anymore.
Oh.
I'm not a kind person.
After acquiring his American disguise, Basil went down the alley and knocked on the gadget guy's door.
Let's see if I can remember the sequence of knocks. Knock, knock. Knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knock. I believe that was it, and if it wasn't, well, I hope I haven't triggered some sort of bomb device, some sort of poison dart in my eyeballs. Nothing's happening yet. I wonder what those dipping dots taste like. And what of this dumpsters iced cream? That sounds ghastly.
All right, so like you know that that's not the right amount of knocks, right?
Excuse me, sir.
I assume that you were trying to do the 3, 5, 2.
I was trying to do the secret knock, but I think I've gotten it wrong because, well, I don't know how you work in this country, but my brain is addled with Scotch whiskey disease.
Oh my God! Like, just come on in here. Like,
right.
Let's get you situated.
Oh my! It's quite dark in here. It smells like fried oils.
Yeah, well, we're in the back of a fry shop, all right? Like, come on.
A fry shop.
All right. So, you here? Are you here for gadgets?
Yes, my good man. I was told I could acquire some sort of gadgetry to take down Russian spies. I'm a super spy, you see. My name's Basil Jin.
All right, so, like, get a load of this.
Hang on. I'm a secret spy.
You got money?
I do have quite a lot of money.
And then you could be whatever you want, sweetheart. All right, so, like, okay, so, like, look at this. It's like a bird.
Uh-huh.
Right? That you could, like, balance on a fingertip.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of witchcraft is this?
Okay, here, try it out.
Oh, it has a not insignificant weight, and yet it balances on the tip of my finger.
$30 sold.
All right. 30 American dollars, for whatever that's worth.
It's worth 30 American dollars.
I think I could throw this at some sort of unsuspecting carny.
How about this thing? Like normal plastic tube.
Yes.
Right?
Looks certainly normal to me.
Now crack it.
Oh my good God, it has lit up like a lantern.
Yep, And since you did crack it, that'll be another $30.
Well, this does seem extremely useful, especially if I have to duck under this boardwalk.
Yeah, like if you're in the dark or something.
That's what I just said.
That's what I just said. So anyway, how about...
I'll take 10 of these glowing lantern sticks.
All right, so I see you got a nice watch there, so you like jewelry.
My watch doubles as a communicator.
Oh,
Watch this. I can call my boss on this. Chief, come in, Chief.
Yes, Basil.
I'm in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yes.
And I've stumbled upon a criminal organization of Russian spies operating as games workers on a boardwalk.
I think he's talking about migrant workers.
He's completely lost his mind, Chief.
And I am currently in the back of a fry shop talking to an extremely impressive man who is selling me glowing lanterns.
And you're speaking to me in front of him?
He's about to create an international incident, Chief.
Yes, I was showing off my incredible wristwatch communicator device.
Disconnect the call, Pennington.
Right away, Chief. It only takes me a moment to disconnect the call. Hold on.
Chief.
I've got to pull these plugs out of this switchboard. Hold on 1 second. All right, there.
Chief, wait. I think the reception in this shop is bad. It's an American thing.
Do you want the good shit or not?
Please.
All right, so get a load of these rings, right?
They look like ordinary stones to me.
They look like ordinary stones, but these are actually mood rings.
My God.
Here, put one on your finger.
All right. I dare say it looks like, hang on, a tick? It's changing colors.
Since it's changing colors, that'll be $45.
What does it mean, sir?
If you look at this little pamphlet that it comes with, the colors are different moods. So you say you're a spy, slip this on someone's finger, you can tell what mood they're in.
That's one of the best ideas I've ever heard in my entire career as a super spy.
How many do you want? You want the whole box?
Give me the entire box. I don't want anyone else to have them.
$300.
I'm just going to give you an even 1,000. Is that worth anything?
Yes.
All right. Here you go. Here's a big fat stack of American dollars I got at your Thurgood Marshall Airport.
Barb, we're eating crabs tonight.
Ah, Basil, when will you learn? Anyway, it's time to pay the bills and... Oh, what's that? You want to know what I figured out with the meaning of life? Oh, man, well, it's really complicated. I spent that whole first sketch calculating it, and I can think way faster than you can. Ugh, it would take me a long time to explain it. You know, let's just go to commercial. Today's episode of The Sketchy Show is brought to you by Mind Your Own Bushiness.
Come on, squirrels! Who out there is tired of walking around town with a sad little tail?
I am.
Me!
Well, I've got news for you. There's a place where you can bring those little tushies in and get the looks you want.
Tell me more!
Well, I basically just explained it perfectly, but come on in. It's a new salon for squirrels called Mind Your Own Bushiness, and every squirrel is welcome.
All right.
Even me? I'm the fat squirrel.
Even the fattest squirrels, we love you. Come on in. I'd like for you to meet our squirrel boss. This is Lady Esmeralda.
Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm just a lady squirrel boss, and I just can't wait to do all your tails up.
What about you, sir? How would you like to get spruced up?
Could I just get like a, you know, just like a standard floof?
A nice floof. We do floof jobs all day. Come on over here. I'd like for you to meet Andre. He's our resident floofer. He's the one who knows how to make it puff out the way you like for mating season, if you know what I'm saying. Come on, squirrels.
So what are we thinking of? Parted on the left or parted on the right?
Whatever you think is best. You're the expert.
Right down the middle.
And the greatest thing about Mind Your Own Bushiness is, no matter how many times you come in, you know what you need to pay with. Just one acorn.
Just one acorn? I've got that. Hang on a second.
And I know some of you are thinking, well, I keep my acorn buried somewhere, and I'm going to go get it now. You know what? That's fine. You can make a reservation and come back when you are ready to bring in that nut. Oh, step right up. How would you like to see your hair done today, young, wait a minute. You're not a squirrel.
No.
You're a vole. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
I'm so sorry.
Get out.
You'll be hearing from my attorney.
I should mention our one rule. No voles.
Fuck voles.
Oh, what about you? How would you like to see your tail done today?
Well, I was thinking something kind of braided, like something kind of pretty, like braided little ends on the ends of the furs. Braid them. Can you braid them? Can you braid them?
We have an expert braidist named Sarsaparilla, and here she is. Sarsaparilla, will you please take this kind customer over to the braiding room?
All right, darling. Come on, follow me.
Anyway, I think you folks get it. It's a salon for squirrels called Mind Your Own Bushiness. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers. This squirrel has been seeing us for the last 3 mating seasons, and you know what? She's always pregnant.
I am so tired, but my tail looks amazing.
It really does. It's so bouncy.
I love it.
You want it to bounce, you want it to floof, you want it to shimmer, you want it to shine. Some people want it to be kind of slit down straight and then pop out when they get scared. That's all something we can do.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I saw this place on the news. Can you do my tail up so that, you know, when it lays flat across my back with my butthole out, it still keeps its shape?
Absolutely. That's what we excel in. We call that presentational. And we have a person who will help you out. You can present that anus for whatever purpose and still keep the shape you want. Michelle, would you please help this squirrel over to the presentation room?
Follow me.
Could you possibly, like, straighten mine out and make it thinner? Because I want to be a chipmunk for Halloween.
Ooh, I love that idea.
No. No, we don't do that. We don't do chipmunk jobs. We have 2 rules. No voles.
No voles.
And no chipmunk jobs.
No CJs.
Not at all. I think it's about time we talk to our founder. When this oak tree was just a little sapling, they saw the potential of hollowing it out, putting in several rooms, and becoming the only salon in this tri-state area that serves squirrels exclusively. It's Twinkles, the squirrel. Twinkles?
One day, I happened to see myself in the mirror, and I thought to myself, my God, Twinkles, your tail is a ghastly sight. So, I bought the lease to this oak tree, and I thought, my mother be damned, I'm gonna open a salon. And that's what I did. I'm just going to, excuse me, I'm going to hobble back to my little hollow. I'm going to chitter about yellow cats. Twinkles has earned the right to chitter at cats all day and not really serve a purpose except just sitting there, like many of our older squirrels that we keep around out of respect more so than, you know, enjoying their company. So, come on down to mind your own bushiness. Get it fixed up the way you like. As we always say, what do we always say?
Our prices are nuts.
That's right. Our prices are nuts. And by that we mean one nut, one acorn for every haircut.
I get it.
You were trying to get a hip hip hooray going?
No, it's fine.
I had left. But if you want to do a hip hip hooray, I mean, I don't mean to. I'd never leave a squirrel hanging.
No, the moment's passed.
No. Let's all gather in here. All the hairstylists. Okay. Come on out here.
Okay.
All right. Let's get a good hip hip hooray going. I mean, honestly, are we doing this on a count of three, or are we just gonna?
I think normally one of us says hip hip and the rest say hooray.
Let's do it that way. Let's each get a shot at saying hip hip, and we'll see which one is better.
Guess I'll go first since I did it. I was the one who tried to start it going in the first place. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip,
all right.
Hip. Oh, no.
Hooray! Okay. We're gonna do it. How many times?
One and done. Okay, that's fine.
We'll come back to it. Whichever one we like best, we'll do two or three times. But first, let's just see. Now you go.
All right. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip! Hooray!
Hooray! All right, now I get to go.
I tried my best.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hooray! Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hooray! What do we have to be so excited about?
Our prices.
Our prices.
They're nuts!
They're nuts.
Get it?
Those squirrels sound cute. I love picturing all their fluffy little tails. Anyway, it's time to end the show. We're going to check back in on Basil Jin and see how his vacation is going. Huh? And no, I just can't get into the whole being alive thing right now. Maybe when you're older. Take it away, announcer.
Meanwhile, unbeknownst to our beloved super spy, his arch nemesis, Baron Draconius Volcano, was also on holiday in Ocean City, Maryland.
Come, Tomas. Experience the boardwalk with me. Isn't this a wonderful place? All these people just enjoying themselves. The smell of fried food, the beach, another smell. Not as pleasant, but it mixes with the fried food. Tomas, you're interested in this booth over here? Let's see. It appears to be a booth for the game of skee-ball. But this one says ball ski on it.
Ski ball $2.
I suspect Russian involvement, and yes, now I've confirmed it. I told you, Tomas, this place could be a hotbed for international spy action. Stay close, my friend. My furry little friend. Tomas. Okay, I will hold you.
Ski ball $10. You want to play ski ball? $10.
Hold on just a second. As you can see, my cat is
$10 one ball.
Doing something so adorable. He's kind of climbing up on me. I have to indulge this. I have to talk to him. Tomas, why must you be such an attention hog? Would you like to pet Tomas? Tomas would like for you to pet him.
Okay. It's a good cat. Good cat.
It's very good cat. Yes, thank you.
He want to play skee ball?
He loves to play skee ball. I'm just here to bring him around and make sure he has a good time.
Cat one play skee ball, $20.
$20? Well, that seems fine. I'm not sure what the exchange rate is, but I have right here several gold pieces. Will that be enough?
Cash, credit card.
You know, hold on just a second. Maybe one of my henchmen has something. Horst?
Jawohl.
Do you have any, banknotes or American credit cards with you?
Dollars.
Well, I mean, I brought my bag of gold pieces with me. You'd be surprised.
Skee ball, $20.
You'd be surprised how many people around here don't take gold pieces.
My bad. Look, here. Take this. It's called a wad.
All right. Is this enough?
Yeah. Here. Five ball for you and the cat.
It's really just the cat. I'm really more here as a chaperone for my little friend Tomas, who, honestly, I have to tell you, Tomas has found America to be quite a beguiling distraction, but particularly this boardwalk.
This is cute cat. Cute fur ball.
Yes. I mean, you know what we do normally. I can't really tell you what we do normally.
but it's very stressful. And I find myself hiring and firing people and murdering people and blowing things up and escaping things and getting imprisoned and being tortured and escaping, and it's just a big cycle of that.
Run game, stressful.
And honestly, to be here with my boy Tomas, it's a great escape. I couldn't thank you enough for this. All right, Tomas, do you think you understand the purpose of this game? You want to roll that ball up into one of those holes. You know what a hole is, don't you, Tomas? Well, a hole is sort of like an opening in something. You know what? Just roll the ball as hard as you can, and I think you'll get the hang of it. All right, very good. Now, that didn't go very far. I probably need to help him out, don't you think? Is it okay if I help him out just a little bit? He's very small. Well, is there someone here who can answer for me? Do you have a friend or a brother who maybe has a better Russian accent?
All right, Charlie, your shift's over. Your shift's over. It's my goal.
He have cat. Cat want to play ball.
How much money did he give you?
He gave me $500.
It's a wad. Okay. I gave him a wad of something.
It is perfectly fine if you roll for cat.
All right, thank you. All right.
Perfectly fine. And if you want to roll again, it will be that much again.
Okay, let's do this together. Okay, my sweet little boy. Okay, here we go. All right, not bad. Not bad. You see, we made it to one of the outer rings. We want to go as far up inside as we can. I'm trying to think of what the... You know when a mouse runs away into a hole? Yes. Let's pretend this ball is a mouse, and let's make it run away to that tiny hole, the smallest one. All right, we're going to go for ball number two. Here we go. Oh, Tomas, you're tickling me. Okay. Very good. Right in the center. You pretty much... Honestly, I didn't know it could be that good. I've never done so well at skee ball. Let's go for the third one. You know, Tomas, I'm going to let you take this one yourself.
Is that a cat playing?
Excuse me?
Is your cat playing the ski of balls?
Well, in a sense, you know, this place, I'm not sure if they call it ski ball here, but yes, that's what we've been playing, essentially. Have you ever played?
No, I shan't have played this in my entire life.
Well, you know what? I'll buy a couple rounds for you. I'm just in such a good mood watching Tomas. He's honestly had a perfect score. I showed him how to do it, and then he far exceeded me, just as you would want a child.
That's incredible.
But much better than a child. He's got four legs, and he's covered with fur.
He costs the same as you guys.
Oh, I know. I'm happy to pay for everybody. Anyone who wants to come up, it's on me.
I'm happy to be paid.
Why, good stranger, that's very, very generous of you. My name is Basil Jin, Super Spy. It's a pleasure to meet you. What's your name?
Your name's... What?
Basil Jin, Super Spy. I'm a spy from London, England.
Your name is what? And you're a... What?
My name is Basil Jin, and I spy for Her Majesty's England. I'm sorry, His Majesty. Hang on, I have a card. Here. That has my direct line, my cellular telephone. I do keep forgetting that we have a king now.
It's got a home address on it. Is this actually...
That is my home address, in case you want to stop by sometime or send me favors.
Basil Jin.
If you know any ladies who are, as they say in this country, down to insane clown, then you can also send them my way.
Is this a joke?
It's been quite a while since I've partaken in the fruits of the Pharaoh's Six.
Basil Jin, Super Spy, you've just handed me your deets, basically, here. Basil, do you...
Yes!
Do you...
I'm on holiday.
Well, so am I, Basil.
That's fantastic to hear. Where are you from? And I didn't catch your name, sir. I heard that your cat's name was Tomas, and that rings a bell for some reason.
I'm Balthazar Dubleville.
Balthazar Dubleville!
And I'm here on vacation from Idaho.
Put him there, Balthazar. Why, that's a firm grip you have. Well, you've got quite a meaty hand,
you know,
there.
Tomas seems to like you, so I'm torn, Basil.
Yes?
I'm torn between... Well, I'm insulted that you don't recognize me, for one thing, but...
Should I? Have we met?
You know, I don't... I feel like it would... It goes against my instincts to answer that question, but I'm a bit insulted, but I'm also... Hold on a second. Horst?
Yes, Baron.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yes.
Basil Jin is here, and my cat likes him.
He doesn't reckon... Well, you remember when you strapped him to a laser table, you couldn't laser him because the cat was laying on top of him.
I know, but... I mean, I know I can't be mad at anyone that Tomas likes horse, but is this some sort of put-on? Is this a trap of some sort? Why is Basil Jin here acting like just a British tourist in Ocean City, Maryland?
I say play along, sir.
Play along? But he doesn't seem to recognize me.
He is an idiot.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah, you know, you don't want him to neck-snap you.
I guess you're right. I don't want to neck-snap, and I don't want to be imprisoned, but, all right, I'll play along. It's very suspicious. Yes, Basil,
yes.
You would like to play Balski with me, is that correct?
I would. You know, one second. I've never seen a cat play a game before. I'm going to patch my boss in, and I'm going to turn on the video portion of this wrist communicatrix watch. Chief. Chief, come in, Chief.
Yes, Basil.
Chief, I've got you on video phone on my watch.
Yes, Basil. Hello.
I'm going to point you. I want you to look at
the... I've had five more cups since you last called.
Well, good jolly old Chief. It is probably the witching hour over there, and you should be, 20 in.
Are you having a good time on holiday?
I'm having a fantastic time, Chief. I've just met the most interesting man whose cat is playing the ball of skis. Look. Look at him. Look at the cat.
Chief, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
By king and country, Basil, are you fucking shitting me right now?
I know. It's a cat playing skee ball.
Walk away. Go somewhere private, Basil.
One moment, good sir. I'll be back in a tick-tock of a jiffy jack.
Basil, you don't want to miss this. He's trying a trick shot.
Wait. Pause that. Did you hear what I said? Pause? It was a double entendre.
Did you hear that, Tomas? He referred to your little paws. Oh, goodness.
That was quite funny, Basil.
It's an old pun about animals. It's one of the easiest puns to make about animals, Chief.
All right, I've stepped around the corner. What is it, Chief?
That is your nemesis, Basil.
Paul Hollywood?
You know you're banned from that set.
His other nemesis, Chief.
Baron Draconius Volcano.
What? Who?
Your arch nemesis. You've gone to battle with him multiple times, Basil.
I thought I killed him.
Several times, but he keeps coming back.
Are you saying that this man with a most adorable cat playing the ball of skis is my arch nemesis, Baron Draconius Volcano, whom I have watched die several times and keeps coming back seemingly stronger than before?
Did he tell you the cat's name, Basil?
Yes, Tomas. I thought it sounded familiar.
That's the name of the cat of Baron Draconius Volcano, your arch nemesis.
But he said his name was Balthazar. What kind of man would say that if it wasn't his real name?
A liar?
Well, Chief, I do dare say we're in some sort of American bread pickle.
Well, I dare say that you are right next to the most hateful and angry man on the face of God's green earth.
I don't know. He seemed quite happy playing skee-ball. Chief, I have an idea.
Kill him immediately?
I purchased some stealth American equipment here on the boardwalk.
American equipment, you say?
Yes, I have a glowing lantern, a throwing bird, and several dozen mood rings.
Mood ring?
Chief, this equipment he describes, it sounds like it could change everything for our side.
Yes.
If I were to gift one of these rings or somehow get it on his finger, and it told me that he was in fact happy, it couldn't possibly be the angry, evil man you are speaking.
I dare say, Basil, that is a good proposal.
Surprisingly.
Chief, I'm off on my most dangerous mission yet, to slip a ring onto the meaty hook of my arch-nemesis. I'll tell you how it goes.
Keep me posted, Basil.
Jolly-o, tick-tock, bye.
Basil, those rings that you're holding, they look pretty interesting. Could I try one on?
Why, of course. Why don't we try one on together?
I've told you, Tomas, if we got matching rings, we both could look so nice. This really is lovely. Where'd you get these?
I got them in Maryland.
I happen to be in Maryland. I quite like this.
Balthazar, was it?
Balthazar Dubleville.
Balthazar? What's interesting about these rings, you see, is that they tell the mood of the wearer. And I have here a handy little sheet of cheats that should tell me exactly what kind of mood you, sir, are in. And if I am not mistaken, you are aroused.
If I took a picture, it would last longer. Tomas, did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? It's a figure of speech.
It says you're aroused.
I was just talking to Tomas. Why don't you look at it now?
You know, I'm wearing one and it also says I'm aroused, which that scans.
That makes perfect sense. We're two good-looking men on vacation.
We are. You know what? You seem like you couldn't possibly be the man I think you are. What do you say the two of us, randy boys, put on one of these glowing stick bracelets and head on down to the Huing shop, where the women with large breasts and buttocks flounce about. I believe they've named it after some sort of barn owl. Screeches.
Well, I dare say, Basil, you've surprised me. I still... Hold on a second. Horst?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is definitely Basil Jin. He definitely has no idea who I am.
No idea whatsoever.
However, you have noticed, Tomas loves him. And I've always wanted to go to Screech's and see some tiggle bitties.
Am I allowed as well?
Yes.
Very well, sir.
Let's just say we can have fun on vacation. The type of fun that you might leave and say, whatever happens in Ocean City, dot, dot, dot. You know what I'm saying?
Is dirty and expensive.
Yes. Come, Tomas. To the breasts.
And afterwards, I'd like to go to that kite shop.
And so Basil and Balthazar walked off down the boardwalk to Screech's restaurant and had the time of their lives. Find out what happens next time on Basil Jin's Super Spy. Will they get indigestion from the spiciness of the wings? Will they get over-aroused by the large buxom waitresses? Find out what happens next time on Basil Jin, Super Spy. Stop, or my waitress will screech.
I hope Basil, the Baron, and all the Screechers waitresses have a good time. And with that, it's another episode in the bag. I know I've been on a bit of an evil robot killing all humans kick lately, but I think I'm starting to warm up to the human race again. I mean, who's more alive than you suckers? Well, never forget, I hate you. For now.
The Sketchy Show is a Cactus Radio production. You can contact us at podcast@cactusrodeo.com. Subscribe and follow on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, and follow Cactus Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more entertainment and updates.